From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Thank you for joining us today. This is Alan Cairns welcoming you to Let the Bible Speak. As today we bring to an end our study of John 2 and its record of the first miracle done by the Lord Jesus in His public ministry, the turning of water into wine. We have been dealing this week with this first sign of Christ's glory, and we will return one more time to that topic in just a few minutes. First, however, our daily commentary, our hot topic, death by cough syrup. The Center for Disease Control has reported that it has investigated the deaths of a number of infants and has concluded that 3 between the ages of 1 and 6 months died from cough and cold medicine. You've got to feel for parents who thought they were doing the right thing for their coughing children, only to find that the remedy was worse than the complaint, costing their children their lives. They must have been devastated. The CDC noted that proper dosage and clear instructions for small infants were lacking on most cough and cold products, and advised parents not to administer them to their children without talking to a doctor. Little children are especially vulnerable. That's true not only of natural children, but of spiritual newborns as well. New believers are newborn babes in Christ who need the sincere milk of the Word. It's by the milk of the Word that we are to protect and nurture them in the things of God. At times they display symptoms of spiritual ailments, perhaps the remnants or results of their pre-Christian days. For these challenges, some people have developed an imposing array of spiritual cold and cough medicines. They are usually syrups intended for easy consumption, and they're supposed to bring health to the patient. So popular are these syrups that even Christians of many years' standing use them and imagine that their spiritual health depends on them. That's why we have Christian solution books for every problem under the sun. They're very popular, though their usefulness is highly suspect. One thing that's true of most of these spiritual cough syrups is that they contain almost nothing of the essential doctrines of the gospel, and they're made up of a bunch of psychological so-called principles to which are added some Bible texts, usually divorced from their context. The emphasis is thoroughly man-centered, not Christ-centered. The all-important remedy for what ails Christians is the gospel. Living by faith in the gospel is, according to Galatians 2:20, how we are to live the life that we now live in the flesh. The so-called practical helps, that is, specialized remedies that replace the gospel, are not really remedies at all. They are dangerous to your spiritual health. In fact, they can be fatal, especially to young babes. Nothing can replace the old theology of grace as expounded in the gospel of our free justification and acceptance in Christ. Learn to live by this, and you will really live. So don't be a spiritual syrup junkie. That stuff will kill you.
Sorrows like sweet billows roll.
listening to Let the Bible Speak. I've been mentioning to you our Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine, the latest issue of which deals with the Psalms. One thing in the Psalms that seems to worry quite a lot of people is the appearance of imprecatory Psalms. Well, if you'd like to find out a little more, you'll find a very good article on the imprecatory Psalms, and you'll find that they are a blessing and a means of building up in the life of a Christian, increasing your confidence in Christ, and certainly no need to worry. So if you'd like to find out a little more, you can do so by ordering, free of charge, your copy of the LTBS Quarterly Magazine. You can get your copy by writing to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Or you may email us at LTBS at freepres.org, or call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS, 866-877-5827. Turn back to John's Gospel chapter 2 one last time to look at the turning of water into wine, the declaration of Christ's glory in his first great miracle. We have looked at the mystery and the meaning of the miracle and return today to the message of the miracle as it emphasizes the sanctity of marriage and the abundance of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's turn back to John chapter 2. The state of the nation will never be better than the state of its families. The state of the church will never be better than the state of its families. That's why Rice said the society will not be in a healthy state. And religion, true religion, will never flourish where the marriage tie is lightly esteemed. But how can you maintain this standard? Well, these newlyweds invited Jesus. The wisest thing they ever did. I don't know how the bride was dressed. Wouldn't have been any different in those days than now. It was the day she wanted to look her best. But I don't know what she had on. I don't know the surroundings in which they met. But I want to tell you one thing. Whoever else was there, the all-important one, the Lord Jesus Christ, they invited him. Do you notice something? Everybody else, in one way or another, even those who gave gifts, everybody else took from them. Why do you think the wine ran out? Because everybody else was taking from them. But he came when they were empty.
they supplied their need, and they filled their pots, and they sanctified their marriage with the manifestation of His glory. Let me tell you, that is the greatest thing can happen in any marriage. It's not making $1 million. It's not having a 64-inch TV or whatever they are. It's not having the latest technology. The greatest thing can happen in a marriage is that in and through that marriage, the Lord Jesus manifests forth His glory. They invited Christ. Do you know there's not a thing in the world to say that you may only invite Christ on the wedding day? That that's the only day you can have Him there? I know people who get married and they weren't even saved in the shirt, and there was no Christ in their marriage. There came a time when they came to Christ. They invited Christ not only into their heart, but into their home. I've gone to homes, even homes where there was a profession of salvation, a profession of religion, where husband and wife for a quarter century had been at loggerheads, and it was coming to a place of open warfare and hatred. Well, actually, it had reached that. Just gently to lead them to Christ. To have them invite Christ into their home, into their marriage. And to see that marriage turned around tells you that Jesus still attends, not just the marriage feast, but He attends the homes. If you're here this morning and you don't have Christ in your heart, you need Him. If you're here today and you don't have Christ in your home, you need Him. Thank God when you invite Christ. Do you notice a little thing? And His disciples. Now, they didn't do any miraculous thing. But there's a place for the people of God in your life and in your home. And don't make the mistake of thinking that you can have Christ in your life and Christ in your home without having the people of God in your life and in your home. You can't do it. The Lord Jesus is the only Savior. But oh, there is a fellowship of kindred spirits. There is a community of experience and of testimony where God's people, seeing Christ, as we are told, believe on Him. Their faith is built up. Their trust is encouraged and strengthened. And each one helps the other on to Christ. There's many a time, for all the mistakes that Mary made, she made a beautiful command here. There's many a time when you're going through life and you're wondering what to do, and you need a believer to come and point you Christward and say, listen to Him, and whatsoever He saith unto you, do it. So there was certainly the exaltation of the sanctity of marriage. But this miracle also emphasizes the abundance of Christ's grace. There were 6 water pots here. Each of them held between 17 and 25 gallons of water. That's the size. So that means with all 6, you have a total of somewhere between 100 and 150 gallons in the 6 pots. Now that was a lavish supply. Every thirst could certainly be quenched.
And of course, the wine that he gave was better than anything that they had ever had before. You see, when Jesus gives you his grace, it's better than anything the world could ever give. You never lose the sweetness by coming to Christ and by having him give you the wine of heaven in place of the water of earth. You never lose the sweetness. You never lose the joy. You never lose the blessing. No man loses anything but his sin and all that goes with sin when he comes to Christ. He gains everything. None of them needed to go away that day unsatisfied. Now they could go away and say, oh, the wine ran out, but they'd be telling half a truth, and they'd be whole liars, because he satisfied the need. The availability was there. The quality was there. Nobody needed to go away unsatisfied. There was a rich abundance of grace. There was grace that was overflowing. There was a provision that was more than adequate. More than adequate. And remember, he was there. What he had done this time, had he needed to, he could have done again and again and again. Let me tell you, if people come to these meetings and they hear of Christ and they go away unsaved, it's not because there's not an adequate supply. It's not because there's not an available supply. It's because they would rather die of thirst and stay true to their wickedness and their sin than repent and have Jesus Christ and be satisfied. Jesus said, John 5 verse 40, ye will not come to me that ye might have life. There are some people go out into eternity. That's their epitaph. It's the last word that Christ has to say about them. I've made provision. I've offered provision. You've seen people around you drink of the water that's made wine. You've seen them take this grace. You've seen them enter into the joy of the Lord. But ye will not come to me. Some of you, of course, think, well, our wine hasn't run out yet. But you need to go back to what Moses said. Their vine is the vine of Sodom. The wine that the world gives you is the wine of Sodom. It is the poison of hell sweetened to damn your soul unawares. I tell you today, if you're out of Christ, you stand an urgent, deep, and terrible need. Jesus says, come and drink. I said, the wine is the emblem of his blood. And he is the one who said, unless you drink his blood, you'll never have life. To drink is to receive by faith. That leads me to the last thing. This miracle emphasized that we can benefit from Christ's transforming grace only by faith. I want you to see the exercise of faith here. The obedience of faith. Jesus said, fill those water pots with water. Okay, fill them to the brim. Now he said, take out, draw. And as I said, verse 9 indicates they drew out and it was still water. And he said, go take that to the governor of the feast. Now put yourself in the position of the servants. Take that to the governor of the feast. What? Take water? Take that to the governor of the feast. And they did. And he pronounced it wine of the highest quality. See faith in action again at the end of the whole narrative in verse 11. and his disciples believed on him. They believed on him. It's not to say that the first time these disciples had come to see was the Messiah, but they believed on him. Their faith was deepened, it was strengthened. His disciples believed on him. But you know, there's a hint there. There were people there, despite the miracle, who didn't believe in him. Can you imagine witnessing the miracle that these people witnessed? A miracle of grace, a miracle of kindness, a miracle of power, a miracle of creation, a miracle that showed forth his glory, and yet they did not believe in him. Oh, they were happy to have the blessing. They were happy to have the wine. But like so many people, they wanted the blessing, but not himself. Men and women, Christ transforms. He transforms the curse and course of nature. Christ saves to the uttermost. Christ fills and satisfies the longing soul. But that saving grace is received by faith alone. So consider this miracle as it shows forth the glory of the Lord Jesus. I believe if you ponder it, it will beget faith, for faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you're a disciple already, it will strengthen your faith. Make sure today that you get your eyes on Christ. You need him in your heart. You need him in your home. We need him in this church. We need him in this nation. We need the Christ who could turn water into wine, could turn the disappointments into deliverances, could turn our own wickedness and sin away from us to such an extent that our testimony becomes a glory to him, an honor to his name, and we live on a plane we'd never dream possible. That's what Christ can do. That's what he will do for all who believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairns saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we Let the Bible Speak.